G'day and welcome to the big show live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it.
Good morning, Singapore. We are indeed coming to you live from Brisbane City. And what a beautiful city this is. We touched down Friday.
That's right.
And we've been having a ball of a time.
Yeah. Good morning. It is Glenn, Angel, and Daphne live from City Hall. We're actually in the Museum of Brisbane, also known as MOB, which is located within City Hall. It's an absolutely beautiful space, which you'll get to see a little bit of on the Big Show TV later on. Incidentally, we have a lot of stuff going on the Big Show TV starting at 8 o'clock.
That's right. But I want to ask Daphne. Daphne, how are you feeling?
I feel great. It's very unexpected. I was only told maybe exactly a week ago, hey, you want to go back to Australia?
You're like, sure.
I was like, boss, you're sending me home or what? But I can't believe I'm here with you guys. I've got to watch my accent because it's going to start going back and forth.
You got to thank FD for getting injured.
No. Okay.
No, I wish he wasn't,
I'm glad I'm here right now. Good morning, FD. Good morning. We love you.
You're feeling good.
You're doing a great job with news and sports. That's what FD is going to be in charge of. He's going to be the newsman this entire week.
He's also going to be the money man.
Yeah, he's going to give out some money.
That's also true. I wonder how much we have to give away.
I think it's $700 now.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Now, on the show today, we'll be speaking to the CEO of the Museum of Brisbane, Zoe Graham. We also have the General Manager of the Business Economic Development Agency, Laurel Chittick, joining us. And I'm so excited, I'm going to be walking around this area with the Brisbane city expert, Blair Alsop. Now, this guy is a really famous guy, you know. He had an award-winning show called The Great Day Out on Channel 7.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
And through his company, Top Stories, Blair engages in public speaking for business and community groups, and he's currently a private guide for special clients.
You're a special client.
I'm going to feel special today. Absolutely.
We're looking forward to that.
Okay, and coming up, I'm going to tell you what I missed from coming because I came to Brisbane to see you guys. Something happened in Singapore that I was very excited about, but I'll talk about that when we come back.
But right now, to kick things off, here are the Jonas Brothers with Summer Baby on KISS 92. Time by Putin, it's 6:16. It's Glenn, Angel, and Daphne coming to you live from Brisbane, and we are in the beautiful Museum of Brisbane right now.
That's so happy to be here.
But you know how I wasn't supposed to be here with you guys?
That's right. I was supposed to be FD.
I was supposed to be in Singapore on Saturday watching one of my favorite K-idols. When I got the news that I got to go to the show with Shania, which is one of our owls, I was so excited. My mom is also a huge fan because we watched his shows, like his K-drama shows. You know, when I was an owl, I used to do dramatic with a K.
Yeah, that's right.
I had all these K-drama shows that I would review, and I just fell in love with him so much so he was like my phone wallpaper for a while.
Who is his artist though?
His name is Cha Yun Woo.
Oh, this is like the guy you always talk about.
And he's just perfect.
What K-drama was he in?
He's been in a lot. So he was in My ID is Gangnam Beauty, True Beauty, and most recently this revenge thriller called Wonderful World that I'm almost at the end of. I've one episode left.
So is he just a good-looking chap or is he a really good actor as well?
He's actually watching his acting journey because he's actually a singer and a dancer. So he's in this boy band K-pop group called Astro. And so even more, you know, I love him even more. And my mom is such a huge fan of him, too. She's constantly watching TikToks of him, reminding her of how perfect he is. Anyway, basically, his show is about charming people for 10 minutes. But he was in there for 2 hours talking to people. And he learned some Singlish.
Oh, right.
And I missed all of it.
Aww. but you're here with us.
But I am in Brisbane. And we did, while we were doing some crazy activities, which if you tune into the Big Show TV later, you'll get to see. But hopefully you got to see Cha Yun Woo for yourself if you were in Singapore. But if not, Shania Xia, who is our Friday owl, has an interview with him that she will be putting on.
She met him?
Yeah, she was there. I was the tag along.
She's like our Korean expert.
Yeah, she took over Dramatic with a K, and then she turned it into a whole K-pop segment.
Nice.
So she's got her own thing going on, but she got to ask him some questions, and she got them answers. So
we should get her to do
Friday.
Something for the Big Show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
We should get him on the Big Show.
Why not?
Anytime.
What's hot? and what's not. Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
All right, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have announced two new Netflix series, including a cooking show with the Duchess.
Wow, they're really scraping the bottom, huh?
Longtime New York radio personality DJ Mr. C, who worked with rap greats like Big Daddy Kane and the Notorious B.I.G., has passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 57. The Tennessee Senate has passed a bill that would allow teachers to pack a gun in their bag.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, come
Krispy
on.
Kreme has rolled out three new donuts, all inspired and containing pieces of Kit Kat bars.
Oh my God.
Now, the Kit Kat Crunch Donut, the Kit Kat Cookie Cream Donut, and the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut.
Is there Krispy Kreme in Brisbane?
I'm sure there is.
Meta says they're going to start blurring images on Instagram that contain nudity to protect their younger subscribers. Very
okay,
good.
Good idea.
And finally, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's teen daughter, Serafina, chose her grandfather's funeral to announce that she is changing her name to Finn.
She's shortening it. Okay, yeah. Serafin to Finn.
And that would do it for Trending Quickies. Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you live from the Museum of Brisbane, in the city of Brisbane, of course. And a reminder once again, I will be walking around the city with Blair Alsop later on. I'm so very, very excited. We'll be checking out Brisbane City Hall, which we're in right now, Burnett Lane, as well as Queen Street Mall.
Now, we may be in Queensland, but the show goes on as usual. It's business as usual. It is time for Green Monday. Now, before booking a flight or planning a trip, do you guys ever think about the carbon you're emitting?
Yes.
Glenn.
All the time.
You say that with so much gumption. Okay, well, if you haven't started thinking about it and how you can mitigate that impact and fly with a clearer conscience, I will tell you how you can do it. First, you start by figuring out how much carbon your flight turns out. There are cool online calculators just for that, like co2.myclimate.org. So what I did was I input our flight to Brisbane, the kind of airplane it was, what class I flew in, and whether I flew alone or not. Right? It works out that I emitted 2.7 tons of carbon.
That's a lot of carbon.
That's a lot of carbon. The maximum amount of carbon we are meant to generate per person per year is 0.6. So in that one flight, I emitted 2.7 when it's meant to be 0.6, okay? So next up, what I did was I picked a carbon offset project that's legitimate. I found a project in Kenya that I'd like to support that will emit the carbon offset the entire 2.7 tons. All I have to do is donate $115, Singapore dollars, to provide more efficient cooking stoves for women in Kenya. Just a one-time payment. So what you can do is you can grab your wallet, buy those carbon offsets, go online, figure out how much carbon you're emitting per flight, and start working that way. And that way we can make offsetting cool, because it is cool, and we can start doing more for Mother Nature.
So I'm fine. I drive an EV.
Yeah, but you still fly a lot as well. Anyway, if you want to know how you can do your part for Mother Earth, head to our Facebook for a detailed article read. It's Kiss 92 FM.
And here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. Now, we visited Eat Street North Shore. Now, for those of you who don't know, it is Brisbane's largest street food market with over 70 stalls, including 5 themed bars, eclectic stores, as well as music and entertainment. And we were blown away when we were there.
Absolutely. There were so many stages, so much music. I actually got lost looking for food, but I got lost in the music as well, because there are like 5 different stages. So it's just like all-encompassing, great vibes and entertainment.
And Brisbane was so lucky because they got to see you sing as well. Now, it's really easy to get to Eat Street North Shore. All you have to do is hop on at any one of the stops of the City Cat stops. Now, the City Cat is basically like a mode of transport. If you don't want to take the road, you can just take the Brisbane River, which is also known as the Brown Snake. So you hop on and then you alight at the Hamilton stop, which is the final stop.
That's right. So what are you waiting for? Come and say good day, the Queensland way. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show, live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it. You come from an under.
It's Glen Angel and Daphne coming to you from Brisbane. And we are having a wonderful time. It's a beautiful place here, isn't it?
It is Museum gorgeous. Of Brisbane. Yeah, this is located in City Hall. So if you're thinking of getting married, this would be the place to do it as well.
Why are you looking at me, Angel?
What? You're the only unmarried one among the three of us. So yes, I'm looking at you.
But you know what? I really want to find out so much more about the Museum of Brisbane. And we're so honored to have Zoe Grimm coming to join us a little later on the show.
Yeah, so remember, if you're listening to us right now, tune into The Big Show TV because there's going to be so much that's going on. We're going to tell you what we did over the weekend. And as Glenn mentioned, we got a couple of really special guests. So tell all your friends about it. It's happening on Facebook and YouTube starting at just before 8 o'clock on KISS 92.
Right now, here's Carol G. Chimba Davida on KISS 92. And here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. Now let's talk Tangalooma Island Resort. We were there
so much
over
fun.
The weekend. Now it's located on the world's third largest sand island, Moreton Island, and it's a 75-minute catamaran ride away from Brisbane City.
Now, this is an absolutely great island experience to add on to your visit to Brisbane City. It's recommended that you stay for two nights. That way you really get to enjoy the amount of activities that they have on the island. For example, the ATV quad biking, the sand tobogganing, the heli ride, the jet boating, the snorkeling, or you can just sit on the beach, chill out, have a cocktail in hand, and watch the sunset.
That's right. And an iconic must-do experience is hand-feeding the wild dolphins. And these are wild dolphins who arrive at the island every evening at sunset for their feeds. And Glenn and Angel, you guys got to do that, right?
And she cried.
It's so amazing. I cried because dolphins are my spirit animal. It was so nice to just have them come right up to me and eat my fish.
It was fun. It was a wonderful experience. Now, here are some fun facts. Queensland is home to four of the world's largest sand islands in the world. Garry, which is Fraser Island, Stradbroke Island, Moreton Island, and Bribie Island as well.
So if you want to discover the magic of Brisbane today, visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's Top 5.
Top 5 signs you have really bad credit.
Oh, great way to start the week. Okay, at number 5.
Even when you pay cash, they ask for ID.
Oh my goodness. At number 4.
5 credit card companies have asked you for their applications back.
At number 3.
Only single digit credit score ever recorded.
No, no. At number 2.
90% of loan sharks surveyed say they don't trust you.
Oh my gosh. And the top sign you have really bad credit.
American Express changed their slogan to "Don't leave home without it, except you." Justin Bieber with Ghost right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel and Daphne. And we are coming to you live from the Museum of Brisbane.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, I mean, we're staying at the Adina Apartment Hotels, which are on George Street. And it's a really easy 8-minute stroll to the Museum of Brisbane.
So pleasant.
I mean, taxis won't even take you because they'll laugh.
Angel wanted to take a taxi this
morning.
I did
not. You're the one that takes the taxi.
Well, I thought about taking a taxi last night until they told me like eight minutes away. I'm like, it's fine.
Plus, the weather is beautiful.
Daphne wanted the bus this morning.
She wanted to take the bus,
love public transport. Yeah.
Anyway, coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, lots of exciting stuff, including what we did over the weekend at Eat Street North Shore. That was a ton of fun.
Yeah, and Daphne took to the stage to sing.
Of course she did.
We've got a little reel on Instagram as well if you want to go check it out, but we've got a more extensive video that's coming up on The Big Show TV.
That's right.
Join us on YouTube and Facebook, KISS 92 FM.
You know what else I'm looking forward to?
What?
My little walk around the city with Mr. Blair Alsop.
You did a walkabout.
No. Later, I'm going to be doing a walkabout with
him. Oh, you're going to be doing a TV. A walkabout.
Yeah,
nice.
So look out for that.
You get to go outside.
I'm going
to
do that absolutely live.
Perfect. We're looking forward to it.
You're tuned in to KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel, and Daphne. Hope you're enjoying the show. And here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. So what an experience we had over the weekend at Tangalooma Island Resort. We did so many things.
We did indeed. I mean, you can do a day trip. It's only 75 minutes out from Brisbane City. But what we would really recommend is for you to stay at least two nights because there's so many things to do. There's the ATV quad biking. There's sand tobogganing. There's snorkeling around the wrecks as well and so much more.
That's right. And we were only there for a day. But the one thing that I think we all enjoyed a lot was the ATVs because it was the first time for Angel and myself and for Glenn, me, your first time on a beach, right? Right?
That's right. Wait, my first time on a beach.
My first time ATVing on a beach.
ATVing on a beach. Yes.
That was the first time I ATV'd on a beach. But you know, I really wish we did the sand tobogganing.
So do I.
We saw it from the helicopter.
We saw
though.
It from the helicopter. And because
we didn't have time.
We didn't have time. We were so high up. All these little people look like ants on the sand.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier on, a must-do experience, hand-feeding those wild dolphins.
That's right.
And in case you didn't know, Queensland is home to four of the world's largest sand islands in the entire world. There's Gari, there's Stradbroke Island, there's Moreton Island, and there's Bribie.
So what are you waiting for? Visit australia.com and plan your adventure in Brisbane.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show, live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it.
Do you come from a land down under?
G'day.
You don't do it as well as he does.
Who?
The voiceover guy.
Like, g'day.
What do you mean?
You just don't.
You sound exactly the same.
No, you don't.
All right, it's Glen Angel and Daphne having a ball right here in Australia. We're in Brisbane. And what a morning it's been.
It has been an absolute morning. You just missed our Big Show TV. So please head to our YouTube and Facebook channels to watch everything that we got up to over the weekend. And we also spoke to a couple of beautiful people from Brisbane. So catch up with us there.
That's right. Okay, what's happening right now?
Coming up, actually, we're going to be throwing it back to the studio because the Flying Dutchman is in the studio.
Yay!
He is keeping the KISS 92 studio safe for us. And he is giving you the chance to win $700 in our Guess the Song game with Propnex.
FD's your game master. Guess the Song game master the entire week. FD, we're confident you'll do a fantastic job and make sure that we have winners all week long.
Oh, okay, no yes, pressure. But it has snowballed. If they don't have winners, then they'll be... Oh, no pressure. No, oh, there he is.
The voice.
I hear him in my ears. Good morning, the Flying Dutchman.
Good morning, my lovely.
Okay, so FD... What did he say?
He said, good morning, my lovely.
Good morning, our lovely. Okay, up next, Ariana Grande. This is We Can't Be Friends on KISS. Yes, we can. On KISS 92.
It's KISS 92 FM, the Flying Dutchman with you while the rest of the boys and girls are in Brisbane. But good news for you this morning. We've got $700 to give away in our Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex. $700. Think about this. All you've got to do is figure out the title of this song. There you go. How easy is that? Everybody knows the title of that song. So, if you know the title of that song, let's do it again. You give us a buzz. 669-10-920. $700 waiting for you. It's time for Guess the Song. A 1 second snippet of a song. $700 on the table, sponsored by Propnex. And we have Wendy on the line. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning, Abby. Morning, everybody.
Okay, so Wendy, we played a 1 second snippet of the song. Also with us on the line is Stephen Chu, our program director. He's the only person who knows what the song is. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Okay, Wendy. Morning, Wendy,
yes,
1 second snippet. I'm going to play it for you again.
Okay.
Tell me the title of that song, Wendy.
Lost in Love by Air Supply.
Lost in Love by Air Supply. Wow.
Yeah.
Steve?
Well, it's a great song, but I'm sorry, it's not the right answer.
Oh, sorry, okay. Wendy.
Okay.
Thank you for trying, but you didn't win it. That means you can keep trying, okay, as the money
right.
snowballs.
All right, sure. Thank you.
All right, Wendy. Thank you for trying. That money is now snowballed to $800. So you keep it right here on Kiss 92 FM for your next chance at Guess the Song. $800, sponsored by Propnix.
Oh, it's my favorite. Dua Lipa, right here, levitating on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel, and Daphne coming to you live from the Museum of Brisbane. What an awesome place this is. If you're visiting Brisbane, you can't miss it, okay? You need to come here and check it out.
Now, before we dive into telling you a little bit more about Brisbane City, we want to do a little shout-out.
That's right. Cheryl Thay, who's in Singapore for... Oh, who's in Singapore? Who's in Brisbane for Tour de
Cheryl!
Brisbane.
Tour de Brisbane.
Tour de Brisbane just completed yesterday. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, we're also sitting in front about 20 cameras. We have EU Holidays who are here doing the Tour de Brisbane, as well as Team CMI.
Yay!
It must be my favorite team name. It's Team Cannot Make It. So thank you so much
and
for dropping.
They can make it.
That's what it means.
How about can make it?
But they said it's cannot make it. So we need to get FD one of those jerseys.
They're proving themselves
well. Anyway, we'd like to tell you a little bit more about Brisbane City with a message brought to you by Tourism Australia.
That's right. Now, built between 1920 and 1930, Brisbane City Council's heritage-listed City Hall sits in the heart of the city. It is an ideal setting for hosting events with its elegant marble staircases, vaulted ceilings, chandeliers, and mosaic-tiled floors. Having undergone a $215 million restoration, Brisbane City Hall is the perfect place to explore the city's very rich history.
Now, while you're here in City Hall, which is where we are right now, remember to pay a visit to the Museum of Brisbane on Level 3. We've been here all morning, and this museum has a focus on social history, art, as well as a calendar of different exhibits that you can look out for. And don't forget to wander down Burnett Lane, which Glenn got to see earlier. It is the oldest laneway in Brisbane. Now, this lane takes its name from Brisbane's first surveyor, James Burnett, who extensively explored the region that is now known as Queensland, and after whom the Burnett River and surroundings were named. Now, he was believed to have explored and worked to illness, and he passed away in 1854 at the young age of 39.
Too young.
Too young, indeed. Mm. James Burnett is now profiled on one of Queen Street's buildings. You can look out for street art dotted along the lane, which are best experienced with a walking guide.
There's also Queen Street Mall, which is conveniently located next to Burnett Lane and Brisbane City Hall. This extensive pedestrian mall spans some 500 meters from George Street to Edward Street, which is from where we're staying to not too far away, with more than 700 retailers, over 40,000 square meters of retail space, which includes 6 major shopping centers. So what are you waiting for? Come say good day the Queensland way. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out.
Aaliyah's interlude with It Girl, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Who would you say is the current It Girl?
Dua Lipa.
Yeah?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Okay, that's how you have to say it, like Glenn. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa. Not Satu Lipa. Dua Lipa.
No, not Tiga Lipa. Dua Lipa. We can make a song out of it.
Some Bila Lipa.
No.
Yes, some Pulo Lipa. Ooh. Okay, I think that's done. All right. We are coming to you live from Brisbane in Queensland, and we're going to be here all week doing all sorts of stuff. What are we going to be doing later today, Glenn?
Well, today we'll be having lunch at Howard Smith Wharves. Ooh. All right. And then we're going for some beer tasting at Felon Brewery. And we'll end the day with our Story Bridge Climb.
That's going to be so exciting. We've already done so much, right?
That's right. And if you want to catch what we've done at Tooloola Island Resorts, it's already up on our Instagram, so go check it out, Kiss92FM.
Oh, the full video is out already. Yeah?
It is out. Okay. Show some love there.
And so don't forget, okay, tomorrow we'll feed you with highlights of what we've done or we're going to do today.
Yes. And we'd like to say thank you to the Museum of Brisbane here at City Hall in Brisbane. Thank you so much for the hospitality. We're not going to be here all week. In fact, tomorrow and every day this week, we're going to be moving to a different location. Now, usually at the end of the show, I have my word of the day. But because we're in Australia, I'd like to have my Australian quote of the day.
Oh, okay.
So these are quotes that we've actually got printed on our T-shirts. So for Glenn's T-shirt.
Not my T-shirt today, though.
Not today, but his T-shirt that we printed says, "She'll be apples."
So nice.
And that basically means everything will be okay.
Aww. Everything's gonna be all right.
Everything's gonna be okay.
That's right. That's our cue to say goodbye.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, okay. Wait, before we go, I need to thank the CEO of the Museum of Brisbane once again, Zoe Graham, for her warmth, for her hospitality, and to her entire team here at the Museum of Brisbane. And Rachel, thank you so much. David, thank you so much as well.
Yes, thank
you
to everyone.
This has been The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Join us tomorrow. It's Glenn, Angel, and Daphne coming to you live from Brisbane.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.